From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, there's a new study on young immigrants and their likelihood to face drug and alcohol problems. We'll start with the death of a major creative force in North Texas. For nearly 20 years, choreographer Bruce Wood was an important figure in contemporary dance. As KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, 53-year-old Wood died yesterday after complications from pneumonia and heart failure.
Sometimes an artist is bigger than his art, as significant as those artworks may be. He comes to embody what other artists, even the city itself, sees as the future. They see his achievements will define them. Bruce Wood was one of those artists. Lily Weiss heads up the dance program at Booker T. Washington Arts Magnet.
What Bruce did is he brought hope back for dance in Dallas.
On and off for nearly 20 years, Wood was our most important figure in contemporary dance. He brought cutting-edge clarity, style, and humor to North Texas dance. He choreographed ambitious works to Maurice Ravel and Philip Glass, but also tongue-in-cheek dances to Lyle Lovett songs. Wood toured his Texas dancers to acclaim in L.A. and New York, but he also got those dancers paid. He gave them a reason to stay here. Over the years, he started two different troupes, the Bruce Wood Dance Company, which lasted for 10 years in Fort Worth, and the Bruce Wood Dance Project, which he formed in Dallas in 2011. Weiss says what Wood meant for North Texas could be seen a month ago. 90 dancers showed up for his auditions.
They were hiring dancers, which is unheard of for actual consistent work for a season.
Wood grew up in Fort Worth. His father was a high school principal and coach. Wood often told how hard it was to break away at 16 to accept a full scholarship to study dance.
I was obviously queer as a $3 bill, the son of a football coach living in Texas, and I'm going to be in New York City Ballet. Okay, that's just so much strange in one sentence. So I had to tell my dad that I didn't want to play football anymore. I was so distraught and so upset over it. I was like bawling like a 2-year-old.
For 12 years, Wood performed with the New York City Ballet, the San Francisco Ballet, and the Lara Lubavitch Dance Company. As exciting as that was, Wood was also living in New York during the AIDS crisis.
You know, all my friends died. All the guys that I hung out with that were dancers, they all died within a couple of years. And all the guys that I would hang out with that weren't dancers, they all died. It was just that simple.
So Wood returned to Texas. In Fort Worth in 1996, he launched the Bruce Wood Dance Company. In 10 years, he created more than 75 works. Dallas dance critic Margaret Putnam wrote, "Even Mr. Wood's minor works play like big deals, while his major works stand up to those of any choreographer in America." But Wood was his company's sole choreographer, director, and producer, and when it had major financial troubles in 2006, he shut it down. Wood called it killing his dream. 5 years later, Gail Halperin coaxed Wood back to start the Bruce Wood Dance Project in Dallas.
He was gun-shy and weary just of everything. So I said to him, all right, let's just start with this commission.
The dance project proceeded one step at a time. But because Wood no longer had to manage everything, his creativity seemed unleashed. He developed new works, accepted commissions from Titus and the Dallas Theater Center. Lily Weiss.
The one thing I know, Bruce was the happiest because he was creating now.
Wood had been HIV positive for 30 years. He remained very fit and health conscious. Halperin says 2 weeks ago he felt he might be catching a virus, so he went to Harris Methodist Hospital.
He wanted to make sure that he could, you know, be at the rehearsal on Monday. So he just stopped into the ER to, you know, he just wanted to double check.
He was admitted with pneumonia and bronchitis. Halperin says the infections did not respond to treatment. Wednesday, his systems began to fail. He died at 6:45 p.m. His mother, Colleen, and his siblings, Tana and Trent, were with him. In 2 weeks, the Bruce Wood Dance Project is scheduled to present his latest works at the City Performance Hall. Halperin says the show will go on as scheduled. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Learn more about Bruce Wood's work at artandseek.org. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is giving $200,000 to Project United, a Dallas nonprofit. The money will turn a contaminated phone service building in Pleasant Grove into a community center. Lon Boyce, president of Project United, the grant recipient, says the facility will serve at-risk kids.
The kids need assistance in one form or another. beyond just the school, during the school time frame. And so we call it out-of-school mentoring. And so we'll provide that particular program. And then at the same time, we like to use that facility for a safe haven to give them a place to kind of hang out, stay out of trouble.
Boyce says he got the maximum amount allowable to clean up the so-called brownfield, which are blighted but restorable sites. In this case, he says the EPA money will remove asbestos from the phone center and help renovate it. The grant was announced yesterday, and the project won't be finished for at least 6 months to a year. Boyce hopes to serve a minimum of 1,000 kids a year and also serve the elderly. Even though immigrants from Mexico tend to be healthier than their American-born counterparts, a new study shows that those who come to the U.S. before the age of 14 are more likely to have alcohol and drug problems as adults. Lauren Silverman spoke with Jennifer Rangel, one of the authors of the study, to be published in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research.
When you looked at the data from thousands of Mexican-American adults from across the country, what did you find?
We did find that the kids who came earlier in life were acting like U.S.-born youth. So people who came to the U.S. before the age of 12 were more likely to have drug abuse problems in adulthood. And those who came before age 14 were more likely to have alcohol abuse or dependence issues in adulthood compared to those who came later on in life.
Now, why? What are some theories on why that might be?
What we're thinking is that they're in U.S. schools for much longer, right? They haven't solidified their identity, so they are assimilating more quickly. We call it acculturation. So they're acculturating much more quickly than the kids who come before this period, they call it early to mid-adolescence. It's just kind of a funny developmental period. Now you're starting to, you know, figure out who you are and where you want to be. And so if you come before then, you're going to have the risk behaviors that people who are born in the U.S. have.
So it seems like a push and pull situation for these young immigrants from Mexico, and something that I imagine would take place at school.
Exactly. I mean, all of these things are connected. All of these mental health disorders, substance abuse problems, dropping out of school, you know, we call it socioeconomic status, but it's this vicious cycle of, you know, are you able to assimilate enough into our culture to succeed, but yet still retain your own culture and bring your own unique characteristics and, you know, all the cool things about you to the table.
And you say in this study that perhaps hanging on to some of that culture could be protective or beneficial.
Exactly. So that's just one of the outcomes we looked at. But more generally, the culture itself is protective. Just recently, I mean, Mexico started surpassing the United States in terms of obesity. But in general, rates of alcohol use are lower in Mexico, and their drug use rates are lower in Mexico. So there's a lot of protection that there is in Mexican-American families that there isn't in you know, general American families that we find to have protective roles.
That's Jennifer Rangel. She's assistant professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health in Dallas. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
For what's left in the day, mostly sunny skies, a slight chance for showers, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low near 69. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40% chance for showers with a high in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain with a low near 69. It's currently 89 degrees in Dallas, 90 in Fort Worth, 86 in Tyler, and 93 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.